This is Luna.
Yep.
Hi, Luna. She hasn't answered yet.
Okay. Yeah. You're just practicing?
Yeah. Great. Hey, Luna. Oh, that one. Cute. Yeah. That one. Luna. No.
No, it's aggressive. Give me that first one again.
Hey, Luna.
Great.
Yeah, cool.
Okay. Hello, Luna speaking.
Hey, Luna.
Oh, hello. Give me 1 second.
Oh, my God.
Hey, what's going on?
Sorry, Luna.
Are you at work?
Yes, let me just... Nadine, sorry, I'm just going to be in the next room. Oopsie daisy.
Sorry, Nadine.
All right, hello. Sorry.
Oh, my God. Where are you right now? Where are you working?
At a law firm in Newey, Newcastle, okay. Australia.
Okay, so you're a legit professional.
No.
The way that you whispered, I kind of thought maybe you were working in like a massage place or something. And I was like, oh, my God, have you got someone on the bed right now that you're like, John, I'll be back in a minute.
No. I just stole a meeting room to do this.
We don't want to hold up a law firm.
No. I mean,
heaven forbid. So, will you approve this podcast?
Yes, I totally approve this podcast.
Yay. Yes. But for business reasons, would you like us to ask you in a way that sounds really professional? So maybe we could say like, Luna, would you don't to agree to be part of this moving forward brief for moving forward in the podcast?
No, because I'm not professional whatsoever.
Okay, neither are we, as you could tell from what I just asked.
Yes. Hi, it's Luna from Newcastle, Australia, and I approve this podcast.
Welcome to the Tony and Ryan podcast. My name is Ryan John, vice captain of the ship. Tony Lodge, our queen, is here.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Hey, you know in teen movies how it's usually like make out point is what I'll call it. The place in movies where the young couple will go and like drive to and they'll park the car and they'll kiss and make out. And it's usually like with a bit of a view or at the top of the hill looking back down. So you know what I mean?
Yeah. Did you take a few... lasses to that point in your life?
Well, does every town have that place?
Totally. I think so. Because in where I grew up in Perth, there was a couple of places that you'd like go.
Yeah. Well, we're getting – this is a very Perth-specific story.
Oh.
But I just want everyone to think about their hometown.
Is this about me?
Wow.
Did
we're
I
about
do something?
Well, I don't know, but I'm going to ask the question.
Oh, okay.
Especially after the episode the other day when we heard about the mixtapes. We can actually, this learning a lot about Tony.
Wow,
this week.
Okay. Lucky
but is,
me.
Is there a place, when I say, where's that place in your town, does something instantly come to mind?
Yeah.
Everyone listening, I'd love to know and put it in the episode thread, whether, you know, just a bit of a view or just somewhere it was away from, you know, society
you
so you can sneak
get
away.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of, you live with your parents, I live with my parents, we've only got this car kind of vibes.
Oh, my God. Your car was just everything at that
absolutely.
Age. Yeah.
So, Tony, which city are you from?
From Perth.
From Perth. You know how we were talking about dick appointments last week and people travelling first?
What did you do for dick?
Yeah. This is from Michelle Barker.
Hi, Michelle.
Myself and this bloke were feeling frisky and we started making out in King's Park in Perth.
That was, Yep.
Is that the one you're going to say?
It's one of them, yeah.
How would you describe King's Park for everyone around the world?
King's Park is the second largest inner city park.
Really?
Yep. So it's massive. It's gorgeous. So there's all these different parts of King's Park, but there's one part and there's like a war monument up there and like a lookout DNA tower lookout
but
thing.
But the whole park's like on top of a cliff, right?
Yeah, but it's on the cliff and there's one front-facing part that looks over like the Swan River over into the city like and there's
beautiful.
A big car park there.
Yeah, and you know what,
You know what's going on there.
Tony, actually I'll wait to ask you about your experience in King's Park. But your
okay,
face
yeah,
is,
I'll wait.
Your face is telling me a lot.
I'll go next. Yep. How is Michelle going?
We thought we'd try and hide behind some of the playground equipment. And we just ended up doing it right there in the playground behind the slide.
Doing it in the playground?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's
night,
not.
I'm
assuming. You know, so. And this is where it gets a bit wild in the comments of the Tony and Ryan podcast Facebook group. Carla Lane responds, oh, no, not King's Park.
Oh, no, Cleo. Sorry.
I did say that. Yeah. I deserve that. My childhood is ruined, says Carla Lane.
Carla, no. Whose parents actually took them to Kings Park as a kid?
Please keep going because the backtrack is going to be delicious.
Okay, sorry then.
Michelle Barker. She drops a bit of a sorry, not sorry, kind of saying the same thing. Going, hey, mate, who hasn't done it in Kings Park? Uh-huh. Whose kids are actually going there? You know, what are you even doing in Kings Park if you're not doing the hippity-dippity? Is kind of Michelle's attitude.
Yeah.
And then Carla Lane says this. After spending entire days at the cancer centre next door, where my mum was living at the time, living there, I used to beg my nana to take us there just to get us out of the hospital. Some very sad but very pivotal, how am I saying that?
Pivotal?
Why can't I say that?
Mate.
I'm trying to get in the emotions of this story I can't fucking talk. Some sad but
pivotal.
Some sad but important family. Some important family moments happened in that playground. But now all I can think about, says Carla Lane, is some tarpa getting railed behind the slide.
What a visual. Carla, fuck, that's awful. I'm really sorry. Oh, we don't say sorry about that shit here. That's fucked.
That's fucked.
And I wish that didn't happen to you. But I think we've all got to get around, Michelle, in our times of need.
And it's
we need this beacon of hope.
Yeah. And Tealy Jane, I only lived in 12 months and I still managed to get my King's Pork at King's Park.
King's Pork at King's Park. I thought that was just you struggling to read.
No. I mean, maybe both. Konanostosnos.
Pokenalostos.
Yeah. Trinity Vieta.
Trinity.
90% of people who grew up in Perth, including me, got the job done in Kings Park. The only people who didn't were nerds who went to art or music schools. So now, we've got a consensus from the Tarpers. Everyone's thinking about their hometown and what they did between, I'm going to say the ages of maybe 16 to 20.
Yeah.
Even 20 is getting a bit old maybe.
Yeah, I think so.
Tony Felicia Lodge.
Yep.
One of the most fabulous people from Perth. Kings Park.
Mm.
Yay or nay?
I once almost got arrested in Kings Park.
For?
Being there late at night.
Arrested? You fucking mocked me for getting done for jaywalking. We're about to find out.
I didn't actually get arrested. I wasn't put in the slammer like
okay.
you were.
Well, were you not in the police slammer?
myself and a male companion.
Was it Sean with the mixtape?
No. We were like sitting out on the part where you can see like the river and everything.
Yeah.
We'd gone out for dinner. We were like, let's go up to the park. Like, how nice. It's actually dark as fuck. Like, it's not like a nice place to sit or chat or whatever.
Yourself,
like, it's beautiful, but it's actually quite scary because there's not a lot of light around there. Yep. Anyway, and we were sitting looking over the thing, and then we got into the car and we kind of started chatting or whatever. And
little smooch.
We were chatting or whatever.
What?
We were chatting or whatever.
Okay.
And a cop car drove behind me. Behind my car and parked behind me so I couldn't get out.
What the that's really strange behaviour.
Yeah. And not only was it a police car, it was a federal police car.
Have I talked about this before?
What?
I might have been chatting with a friend the other day. There's federal police there all the time for some reason.
Yeah.
Why is that?
No, I don't know.
Because I used to live across the street.
Yeah. So it's
so
like
it's the feds. It's the FBI, the CIA.
The red police cars.
They're not mucking around.
No, they fucking aren't. Anyway, and so we were sitting in the car and I was like, let's just sit still. Like,
let's starfish our way out of this scenario.
Let's just sit here and just see what they do.
Yeah.
The feds obviously were thinking the exact same thing.
Let's just sit here and wait.
And I'm pretty sure we were just sitting there for about 15 minutes.
Were you
stressing? They didn't get that. Yes.
Yeah.
They didn't get out of the car. And I was driving my mum's car and my mum had a BMW.
It was a nice car. It was her pride and joy.
It was her pride and joy. She worked her whole life to buy it and it was like a massive moment for her.
And you took her car.
Well, it was just after she died.
Oh.
And so I was like a little bit off the rails because my mama just died. Absolutely. And I'm in her car and the cop, and they're obviously like, oh, nice car. It had P plates on it because I was young.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the cops just like parked behind me or whatever. Yeah. They finally drove away and I was like, we've got to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
So I like put it in reverse and like drove out. They followed me from Kings Park all the way to the turn off to Rolleystone, which is about 35 minutes.
That's a fair way away.
Yeah, all the way out of the city, like up into the sticks. They followed me home the whole way.
And then when
way.
You got out, they just let you go at some stage just...
Yeah, I like turned off to like go up the hill and they just stopped following me.
That is so
it
weird.
It was insane. Yeah, so I reckon they heard about Michelle and they were on high alert. And they're like, there's people fucking up here behind the slide. Poor Carla, she's fucking beside herself. We've got to stop the fucking
Hi, this is Luna from Newcastle, Australia, and you're listening to the Tony and Ryan podcast.
A massive thank you to a few of our champion tappers over at our Patreon. Nashua Petit, thank you. Kurt Barnhart, Emma Westell, Gage Verano, Alex Cunningham, thank you. Liv Bell, Jesse Wall, Jessica Vicioli, Sabrina Oden, Shannon and Geordie. Thank you so much for being part of our Geordie. Patreon. I know a few of you have been around for fucking ever and we love to see it.
Yep.
Also, if you're looking for something to watch over the weekend, our film for the week is Amy, the Amy Winehouse film. You can find it on Netflix.
Yep. It's compelling viewing.
Yeah, but fucking make sure you're in a good spot before you pop it on, I reckon.
Is it fair to say, and I don't want to spoil Monday's episode, that Tony, you may not have known what you were getting yourself into?
It was a surprise for T-Lodge.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We might have to rejig what we normally do for the film, if you know what I mean. And anybody that's seen it will know exactly what I'm saying. But anyway, we'll get to that on Monday.
It is, whilst a tragic story, it is a great story and it's fascinating and she's incredible. So don't let that turn you off watching it.
You should definitely watch it.
But maybe just prepare.
Yeah. Prepared. What is the thing? Proceed with caution.
Yeah. If you're in a relationship, I want you to
I am.
Are you? Oh, this applies to you.
Oh, great. I'll keep listening then.
I want you to think about what it is that makes you a great partner. Now, the other day I said, what is it that makes you a great friend?
Yeah.
So today, what is it that makes you a great partner?
I'm fucking getting called out this. What have I done now?
It's a very Tony heavy episode today. I mean, it's a day ending in wives.
Oh.
That's because we love you.
Okay. Oh, it doesn't feel like
it. I didn't mean that as a bad thing. Now I feel bad.
Okay. What should we do? Should we kiss? No.
I have noticed that has been your default of...
I'm just checking. I just want you to feel comfortable, mate.
Oh, mate. I'm about to feel real... No, I'm not even going to finish that sentence.
Whoa.
What is it that makes you a great wife? What is it that makes you a great husband? Also, side note, how do you feel about being in a long-term relationship with Torbs?
Yeah.
And being like girlfriend and boyfriend? Because I know Bridget used to get the heebie-jeebies because it sounds like you're in high school.
And it also makes it sound like not that serious.
Yeah. And like,
oh, my boyfriend.
Like, oh, she's dating this guy at the moment. It's like, no.
Well, dating, I would say like, oh, they've been dating for a little while. That's quite early days,
right,
isn't
it? Yeah.
And then when your girlfriend, boyfriend, I would say is when you're like maybe Facebook official kind of like exclusive.
Say you're, what's a really, you know how you bought the new washer and dryer or whatever?
Uh-huh.
Say you're at the store and you go, oh, I'll just need to check with my boyfriend.
Yeah.
I'll go ask my partner.
I say boyfriend.
Yeah.
Because I just don't.
Yeah.
And I feel like when I say partner, it doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
I'll just check with my partner. I feel like I'm talking about like a lifelong lesbian life partner.
Yeah. So when I started using partner, I got a lot of, okay.
Yeah. Oh, what's his name?
Yeah.
Yeah. But
is it just us that everyone's very quick to just.
I don't know.
Oh, your partner. Yeah.
But I always
that bloke? Oh, no. Bridget over there. Oh, really? Oh.
Oh.
Like I said, we were weird about boyfriend and girlfriend because, okay, tell me if this is real or if we just made this up.
Okay.
it kind of felt like, even though Bridget and I knew we were going to be together forever,
totally,
that our relationship in other people's eyes was less than someone who was engaged. Oh, that's my fiance.
Oh my God, I don't think I could say fiance.
My husband. And we're just like, oh, but it sounds like we're not the real deal. And it's like we're playing it down.
That's what I mean. So it sounds like you're not as serious.
But then partner can, it's like business partner.
Yeah.
Partner in crime.
Yeah.
Like there would be occasions where we would be each other's partner.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Yeah, my business partner.
Yeah.
But even that sounds like...
Can you say that sometime? Like if we go get a coffee after, can you go, oh, my partner? And I'll give them a wink. See how they react.
Oh, and see if they what they think. Okay,
like that time in the hotel when they...
Oh, my God. And we explained to them like 3 times why we were in separate rooms.
Like, oh, but is another couple coming? Are you guys not in
the spare room for? Did you want us to just put your bags in there and you're staying in the other
booking's
one?
For 2 rooms and you guys are clearly boning,
oh,
so...
there's a massive mistake on the booking. We've given you 2 rooms. The booking's for 2 rooms. Torbs always says partner, and for some reason he gets away with it. Whenever he says partner to someone, they're like, oh, what does she do?
Really?
But whenever I say, oh, my partner, they say, oh, what does she do?
Maybe just what does she do is the default for partner.
Maybe.
Gender regardless. So, Tony,
mm-hmm.
Your boyfriend Torbs.
Yeah, thanks for saying boyfriend, yeah.
His birthday the other day. Happy uh-huh. birthday, Torbs.
Happy birthday,
how old's Torbs?
I think he turned 33.
Righto, okay. Oh, older man.
Yeah.
Slightly. I mean, not enough for me to say it in that weird voice. But you organised for him to go to this restaurant that he's been hanging to go to for a while.
Yeah.
And let me get this straight. You were going to surprise him? What was the original plan?
So it's a restaurant, yeah, like you said, that yeah. we've both wanted to go to for ages, and it's quite hard to get into.
Okay.
So ooh. I made the booking probably like 7 weeks ago or
right.
something.
Yep.
To make sure that we were definitely going to get
Lock
in,
it in. Yep.
Definitely going to have like a good time.
So it's not like on Thursday, it's like, oh, on Saturday night, do you want to go to this place? Because it's nah.
No, you just like can't get in at short notice.
And you are organized. You don't want
to
miss
like
out.
I like to be organized.
It's his birthday. You are a great girlfriend.
Thank you. I also wanted him to know that, like, I'd thought about it in advance. You know, there's nothing worse than when, like, you know, you see on TV or, like, your friend will say to you, like, oh, we were supposed to go out. It's my birthday this weekend. He hasn't organised anything. She hasn't organised anything. They haven't, whatever.
Yep.
And I just wanted him to make sure that because I think birthdays are dumb.
Yeah. But he doesn't.
But, like, I want him to feel really special.
Yeah.
And I want to, like, spoil him, make him feel loved.
So 7 weeks out. You lock this place in, but uh-huh. you decide you're not going to tell him.
No, I was like, I won't tell him. So I told him we had dinner plans.
Okay.
I said, so on the Friday, the 5th or whatever it was, we've got dinner at 7 o'clock. And he was like, oh, do we? And I was like, yeah. And it's a surprise. I'm not going to tell you where it is.
Ooh.
Yeah. And he was like, oh. And I was like, have you got a few ideas floating? Because we've got a few like.
You got a hit list?
We've got a few regos that we would normally go to. And he was like, oh, a couple of places that I'm thinking of. Mm. And I was like, yeah, well, I'm not going to say anymore.
Okay. So when were you actually planning on telling him?
Like,
we're going to drive there? Like, you know, because at some stage you need to.
Let him know.
Or do you just turn up and he's like, oh, holy shit, we're here.
Yeah, I was kind of, I guess I hadn't really thought that far ahead, but yeah, I was thinking that like.
There'd be a surprise element.
Yes.
A reveal.
A reveal of either us arriving at the restaurant or that morning be like, all right, dress slutty because we're going to this place, you know?
When you say dress slutty to Torbs, what's that mean for him?
I don't know. It always works out.
His lazy
though.
Thong on underneath. When, his pants
whenever I say dress slutty, it just works
He gets
works
it.
Out.
He gets it.
But
so then, how did the reveal go? The actual reveal, not the reveal you were planning, but how did he end up finding out?
So every time we were talking about it, I was like, "Oh, well, we've got dinner Friday night, and then Saturday we could go and do X, Y, Z, or whatever." Yep. And a mate of mine, Jace, he wanted to catch up on the weekend, and I said to Torbs, "Oh, well, we've got dinner on Friday night." So maybe we could do that like lunchtime on Saturday because then we've got that other thing on Sunday or whatever. Like we're trying to like space out the weekend. And he was like, oh, so this is like a couple of hours later.
Yep.
It's like the Friday before.
Yep.
He's like, hang on. So what day are we seeing Jace? And I was like, we're going to see Jace on Saturday because on Friday night we've got Loom. And then I went,
And you just blurted it out.
I fucking opened my fat gob and I got so close. Like this was, I think this was the Wednesday and we were going on the Friday. I lasted like 6.5 weeks of not telling him. And it was like a really big, fancy dinner, like not something we would do very often.
Yeah, I know. I know it was for tours, but you're like, we never do stuff like this. You were personally looking forward for ages, and maybe for over a year. Since we've met, you've like, I'm just waiting for an excuse.
To go.
Yeah. One of those ones.
Oh, I just was so fucking excited.
And so as soon as it came out of your mouth, did you almost like feel it coming out of your face?
I literally like put my hands over my mouth and I was like, I can't take this back. Like I've already said it. And Tools was like, holy fuck, we're going to Loom.
Yes.
And I was like, yeah, oh my God, I've kept the secret for so, like, I was so mad with myself. Mm. And he was like, no, mate, that sounds fucking awesome. I'm so excited. And I caught up with you afterwards. We were doing something for work.
I reckon
work.
It was the next day and you were still devastated.
Because I just really wanted it to be a surprise, and I was upset that there wasn't really a reveal. It was just me like getting fucked off with him, and then I was like, oh yeah, we're going to thing, and he was like, oh, and I was like, oh no, I've like ruined that moment.
Now what I'm about to say,
yeah,
this is not because I'm your number one fan, it's not because I'm your best hype woman, this is straight facts.
Okay.
I think the lead up to going, so you got your favorite restaurant ever Friday night.
Yeah.
All week you get to enjoy the excitement.
Yeah.
So I reckon, even though you didn't intend, I don't think you've stuffed this up. I reckon you've increased the gift.
Ooh.
Because not only does he get this night at Loom, but he gets to spend the whole week leading up knowing
about it.
That he's going to Loom on Friday night. I reckon the gift is better because, like, if you turned up, you'd be like, oh, this is great, and you would obviously enjoy the night.
Yeah.
But you know when you wake up Friday morning and you go, fuck.
We're doing that tonight.
Yeah,
and you like, look at the menu.
When you're online, you go, oh, mate, I'm going to dominate that. I know I'm getting the entree. Look at these cocktails. Yeah. You're so excited. On Thursday, because I know Torbs works in the office on a Thursday, they go, you know, casual like lad chat.
What are you up to on the weekend?
Yeah. Oh, my girlfriend Tony is taking me to Loom tomorrow night.
My partner, sorry.
My partner Tony. Oh, if he says partner Tony as well.
Yeah, it could be an I or a Y. There's no way of knowing.
And then everyone he told would have gone, oh, fucking righto, how good's that?
Yeah.
And so then he would have felt this sense of pride. He would have got more excited. His whole workplace is probably tasting those delicious Loom meals. And here you are thinking you've done the wrong thing. And I'm here to tell you, you've made his birthday even better by allowing him to have all these experiences in the lead up.
I like that. That definitely, I mean, it's obviously been and gone now. And he was really excited. Yeah. Like, it wasn't as if he was like, oh, good one, dickhead. You've ruined the surprise. Like, he was still excited. But, yeah, maybe it was, like, the perfect amount of time to have told him in advance.
And I'm going
to
go out on the record.
Yeah.
And say, not that, like, you and me are surprising each other with fucking slutty dress-up dinners.
We could.
What are you doing?
Oh, you'd cancel.
Yeah. Well, for me, I get to experience the excitement of going and then don't have to go because I'll cancel last minute.
So you get a great week out of it.
Yeah. Don't surprise me. I want to know what the great thing is and I want to enjoy the build up. Because when you tell me it's still a surprise in the announcement, even if it's 2 weeks out, you know what I'm saying? Hey, in 2 weeks, I'm going to take us here. Oh, fuck yeah. This next 2 weeks, I'm just going to be rubbing my hands together the whole time. Don't surprise me on the day. That'll freak me out.
Yeah, that's actually a really good point.
Yeah.
Because you do want to enjoy thinking about it.
Does this count as Ryan's Motivational Friday from last week?
Yeah. Shove it in. Oh, it wasn't on.
Dress slutty. No, I'm all about that.
Oh, thanks for making me feel better. That's really nice.
And can I just, actually, one more question.
Yeah.
Because I already know the answer.
Oh.
The place Tony went, multiple courses, paired wines with those multiple courses. The reason I'm smirking,
it was an event. Like it was a big, yeah.
The reason I'm trying not to laugh is because I hung out with Tony very early the next morning.
Yeah.
How was the evening?
It was really good.
I don't think since we've known each other I've seen you like proper hungover.
I don't drink very
often. Yeah. And Tony's not tall.
No.
Like Tony's little.
I'm little.
So copping all that, yeah.
All that liquid in me, plus the drinks.
I picked up Tony the next morning and she just puts the window down and hangs her head out
like
a dog. flapping face in the
breeze. My hair's like this. Oh, my God.
I'm not going to say my you love to see it is a hungover Tony, but I'm just glad you enjoyed the evening.
I pulled it together, though.
You did.
I did. I worked hard that day.
Yeah, till 10 a.m. and then you went to bed till 6 p.m., which fucking hats off. Tony, what have you loved to have seen this week?
We have just started a new You Love to See It thread in our Facebook group, yes, which you can add memes or anything that you want to share with people. Nikki Bell posted in our group, though, did anybody else just realise that they've been saying social pariah wrong?
Oh, yeah, I saw this.
I've always thought it was social piranha. Like the fish.
Oh, they're a bit of a social piranha.
And then Nikki said, I mean, you would be an outcast, yeah, if you were fucking chomping people, yeah, all the time.
Why does everyone hate her? She just eats people?
She's such a piranha. No. Then Nikki says, legit had to pull over on my drive to work while listening to the podcast to double check and question my whole life. Hashtag beautiful idiot. Oh, Nikki, I'm fucking right there with you. I think that is so funny. And we have all made one of those gaffes of like a classic saying that you've misheard your whole life. I would love if people could put in the episode thread for today whatever they've been saying wrong, like saying said wrong the whole time, or like a really classic music lyric or something, because yep, they send me every time, and how good for a Friday.
Apparently, yeah, I've been saying, you know when you're at a buffet?
Yeah.
And you go to the Bay of Maria. Apparently.
Where do you go?
The Bay of Maria.
Oh.
So apparently I've been saying this wrong the whole time.
Yeah, Bain Marie.
Where am I getting the A's from then?
Mate, I don't know. Is it Bain Maria? Maybe it was Italian all you can eat. Not ask Maria first. Yeah.
So Bridge and I stayed in a hotel ages ago. Yeah, and again, the hotel breakfast. Yeah. And you're like, oh, they've got those mushrooms in the Bay of Maria. And she's like,
the Bay of Maria. Oh, so, my God.
And then yesterday. Oh,
you know the song Ave Maria?
So we've been influenced by Tony Lodge. Did you mention the other week that you'd bought a foot spa?
I bought a foot massager.
Oh, okay.
Not a wet one. It's, yeah, like a hot shiatsu one.
Okay, so we went to a department store yesterday to see if we could get a little foot spa.
Why?
Because I've been influenced by Tony Lodge.
Oh, I just got mine on Amazon.
Yeah, well, because we're going away this weekend and we want to take it away. Yeah.
No, you can just get them from Big W and they're like $30.
Yeah. Well, we didn't go to the expensive end of town yesterday. But as we were going through the like home appliance section,
yeah,
I was like, oh, look, they've got these little home Bay of Marias. And even the girl at work there looked at Bridget, and Bridget looked at the lady and just like shook her head and was just like, don't fucking.
Those home Bay of Marias. The girl working there is probably called Maria. She's like, where am I going?
Yeah.
Where are you taking me?
Bay Maria to Bay 44, Maria. My love to see it is we worked and recorded this podcast every Saturday for about 11 months.
Uh-huh.
Then as soon as we got out of Saturdays, I had university on the weekends.
Yes.
Today, Friday the 12th of August.
Uh-huh.
For the first time in a year.
Yeah.
I don't have work or university on the weekend.
Woo!
And my wife, Bridget, and I, partner, are going away for the weekend.
Yay!
And you best believe we're taking a foot spa.
Because it's really classy.
Really classy. The height of romance. We got a cheap Airbnb down the Great Ocean Road, for those playing along at home,
nice,
2-hour drive out of Melbourne. And it's in between towns, so there's like no one else around.
Oh, so you're literally just like on your own.
On your own. And I just said, I just want to open fire.
Oh, yeah.
So we're on top of this cliff, open fire, foot massager. I am not moving.
What else is there?
Yeah. Honestly, what else is there?
Fuck, that's going to be, you must be so excited.
I am excited.
And Bridget must be very excited to have her husband back as well. She's like, oh, you coming?
Yeah. Well, she was like, oh, geez, what am I going to do with you? I'll get a foot spa.
Yeah. She turns it up really loud. So she can't hear you.
Did she say something, mate?
Nah.
Yeah, I was just saying. But no, I am excited, and Bridget's excited too.
Well, make sure that you drive safe down there.
I was actually planning on driving dangerously. That was a shit thing to say.
That was just a nice way to finish the show.
It was. It was a good show until I ruined it.
Wow.
Hey, I was pumping you up. Remember the good times? Remember you and me back in the day, like 8 minutes ago when I was saying how good a present you are?
Bye, everyone, except for Ryan.
You've ruined this.
How? I said like a nice thing that you say to people when they're going away.
I will. Thanks, mate.
All right, we'll drive safe.
I will. Yeah, have a great weekend.
All right, bye, everyone. Love you.